Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, October 1st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We're sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, the Apple Watch Series 7 was announced last month alongside the iPhone 13 and iPad mini. But Apple did not provide any firm release date for the Series 7. Instead, it simply says that the Apple Watch Series 7 will be available sometime this fall. According to a pair of pieces of evidence this week, however, it seems like the Apple Watch Series 7 could be available sooner rather than later. According to John Prosser, the next generation Apple Watch is expected to hit stores sometime in mid-October. In fact, he says pre-orders could begin as soon as next week. The report cites multiple sources familiar with the matter, and says that Apple has started telling the press to expect review units sometime in the coming weeks, but that there is still not an exact date for pre-orders or launch. But meanwhile, the Apple Watch partner Hermes is telling customers that it will begin Apple Watch Series 7 pre-orders on October 8th, 1 week from today. So this would line up with Prosser's reporting that pre-orders could start soon, but we would still like some official confirmation from Apple, which we could get in the form of a press release sometime next week. The Apple Watch Series 7 features a refreshed design with a larger display, but it's powered by the same processor and it doesn't feature any new health sensors. But it sounds like we should expect to learn more about the Apple Watch Series 7 sometime as soon as next week. In other news today, continuing our focus on the Apple Watch, the original Apple Watch that was first released by Apple in 2015 is now officially considered a vintage product. Apple has updated its list of vintage and obsolete products to add the original Apple Watch in both its 38mm and 42mm form factors. As a refresher, Apple products are considered vintage when the company stopped distributing them for sale more than 5 years ago, but less than 7 years ago. And from there, products are considered obsolete when Apple stopped distributing them for sale more than 7 years ago. This marks the first time that an Apple Watch has appeared on Apple's list of vintage and obsolete products. In the past, vintage Apple products were no longer eligible for repairs from Apple or from Apple-authorized service providers, but nowadays repairs are subject to parts availability and still might be possible depending on your luck. But a product loses all hardware support when it becomes obsolete, which again happens when Apple stopped selling it more than 7 years ago. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and build customer relationships, and Direct Mail for Mac makes it super easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. You can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantages of all the Mac technologies you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling with slow and clunky web-based tools, and everything is done natively on your Mac. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive, customizable templates that look great on all devices, and its customer service is staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-feature plans by going to directmailmac.com/9to5. Rounding out today, as was the case with the iPhone 12 last year, Apple is selling the iPhone 13 with EarPods in France. While Apple stopped including EarPods with other iPhone models with the iPhone 12 last year, a legal requirement related to radio frequency energy requires that headphones be included in the box with smartphones in France. The situation centers around the potential harm caused to the brain when absorbing radio frequency energy. You can debate the legitimacy or impact of this all you want, but many countries have set a legal limit on the radio frequency power output. In Apple's case, the iPhone taps into the proximity sensor to detect when you're holding your phone against your head and then reduce the RF output. But in France, regulators have taken things a step further with a law that says users should be actively encouraged to avoid holding their phone to the side of their heads. So it enforces this by requiring all smartphones sold in the country to include headphones or a headset of some type. The specific goal of France's legislation is said to be to protect children under the age of 14 from the radio frequency output. The exact wording of the legislation is, quote, an accessory making it possible to limit the exposure of the head to radioelectric emissions during communications, end quote. So as such, Apple is including wired AirPods in the box with the iPhone 13 in France, just like it did with the iPhone 12. Apple is using a clever box inside of a box solution. So you open the exterior box to find the iPhone 13 box, then remove the iPhone 13 and you'll find the AirPods hidden in a separate box below. This allows Apple to use the same iPhone 13 box and packaging process for all iPhones, regardless of their country, and then include the AirPods separately to streamline shipping and operations. That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. My thanks to Direct Mail for Mac for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily this week. Sponsors like Direct Mail help us keep making the show 5 days a week. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.